Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I apologize for such short notice, but the things over there in the Middle East are deteriorating, it appears, fairly rapidly. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Just using those binoculars.
Yeah, there's a few things here I want to remind people of. That this skirmish, so to speak, we've had them before, number one, so you can't read a lot into these things. However, this appears to be a little bit different, and the rhetoric coming out of Israel appears to be a whole lot different. You keep it up, and we're just going to destroy you. But she has enemies all around who are going to take advantage of all this. But the one thing I wanted to remind everybody of, if you do research on Israel's history, not this Commonwealth, but the other two, Israel in her history fights five major wars on their own soil. Did they build their temple? Israel has fought four major wars that were actually on her soil, and she needs one more before the temple goes into full operation and is reconstructed. So this is very, very important. And what's interesting is today, 7/14/2018, adds up to 23, and 23 means death. It is also a 777 day, and it is also a 7-day warning to 7/21, which is the 9th of Av, which is a horrible day in Israel's past. And I just wanted to bring those things up because I think we're watching the development here of something that is, in my book anyway, right on time. What do you think, Larry?
Oh yeah, that's the timing's incredible, and you was mentioning, the very timely, I guess you could say, escalation in the Middle East around Israel and on Israel's borders right this very day.
Yeah, I'm of the impression that maybe this is the skirmish that starts it, because if they once taste blood, and Israel responds in a very drastic way, Syria's going to come into it. Iran's going to come into it. We got that Soleimani who's saying, I'm just waiting for orders. So those orders might come anytime now. What do you think? I mean, you followed this since this morning. I have to admit, I only started it after I got your phone call and read your blog about it. I didn't realize that this was going on, but evidently this thing is escalating even as we speak.
Yeah, if all the information we're receiving is true, and you can't bet every bit of it, but it appears that the reports from Times of Israel, and that's right out of Israel, that's one of their news outlets, is indicating that with just the last number of hours that Gaza has fired over 175 mortars and rockets into Israel. And at the same time, there's a report of a massive Syrian Hezbollah Golan war prep going down, with an unknown number of troops on both sides. I mean, this Syrian border is getting hot over there. Now, I wanted to mention also, Deputy Files' latest bulletin said that Israel has announced a nationwide military drill, which covers all of their airspace and all their ground, says amid war preparations on the northern and the Gaza fronts, and that the Israeli armed forces are all now on full alert.
Wow. And they called up all the reserves, and I understood that they then are starting to draft in other people. So they must know that the war is coming.
Well, apparently they are ready for it because of the fact they're stretched thin as it is. They've got, you know, they're surrounded by enemies this time. And it appears that Iran is probably moving Hamas to fire the rockets and mortars into Israel. And at the same time, you've got Hezbollah prepping to fire their missiles. And then Soleimani's also reported he's ready to fire his on orders from Tehran. So this is seems to be building rapidly.
Yeah, no, Hal Turner in his World News, he says all hell is breaking loose between the Israelis and the Arabs in the West Bank Gaza Strip. And then he goes into these updates, and I think they're I'm reading them backwards. This is the latest one is the ceasefire fails, new rocket and mortar attacks from Gaza, IDF responds with artillery and tank fire. For several days, arson balloons and flaming kites have been causing blazing fires in some scorched Israel. The Israeli Defense Force has taken steps to slow those attacks to little effect. I don't know how you'd fight them, actually. Yesterday, rockets were launched out of Gaza into Israel on such a scale that 16 Israeli towns were under air raid sirens. The IDF sent fighter jets to attack the rocket launch sites, which they did. Today, Hamas is ordering full mobilization in order to attack Israel. As of 11:51 a.m. Eastern U.S. time, Saturday, July 14th, rockets and mortars are being fired into Israel on a large scale. And then he says, massive rocket attacks toward Israeli communities along the Gazan border. Some of the things he pulls out, Hamas says in 2 hours they are going to strike Tel Aviv, working to confirm the source. Have they hit Tel Aviv? Have you heard anything about that?
I have not, but apparently, if some reports are true, Israel has ordered Hamas to stop all attacks, you know, on Israel immediately, or there is a threat that Gaza will be completely destroyed.
Yeah, and it says here, Israel has now rejected any ceasefire, which I don't blame them for. I wouldn't pay any attention to their ceasefires. It says an emergency cabinet meeting, this was about noon today, meeting on Gaza has just ended, according to local sources, the IDF, to commence a larger operation imminently. Then they issued this ultimatum that you just talked about. Israel has given an ultimatum to Hamas, agreed to stop all arson attacks, balloons and kites, all rocket mortar attacks, or Israel will not stop airstrikes until such things are ceased. If that means all of Gaza must be destroyed, so be it. Wow. That's kind of harsh words. What do you think?
I was just going to say it is harsh words, Stuart, and it reminds me so much of Henry Gruber and his report. You remember he talked about a certain time would come when Israel simply would have to go ahead and completely eradicate the Palestinian threat against them, and they would do that, and the whole world would be in an uprising, you know, against Israel. And matter of fact, Henry Gruber was deathly ill just a few weeks ago and had to have emergency surgery, and he's very, very sick. And it's ironic, though, that we seem to be on the cusp of maybe some of his revelations, if you will, about Gaza coming to pass.
Well, the timing is right, because if we go to the blood-red moon over Israel on 7/27, which we have talked about on previous shows, how many warnings in the heavens, how many warnings on earth do the Christians need before they finally figure out that God is about to move? I mean, we have had warning after warning after warning in the heavens, and now we've got this one over Jerusalem, and we're coming up on the 9th of Av. And it's interesting to me that this attack occurs exactly 7 days, Noah's warning, and maybe this is to Israel, look out, because on the 9th of Av, you're going to be hit. And I'm wondering if we're not looking at Isaiah 17. Going to happen.
Well, that's very interesting that you would suggest Isaiah 17, Stuart, because we're well aware of the circumstances that if Israel is surrounded and attacked from all sides, they have something called Samson's option that they could very possibly go to. And I remember years ago you said that you really did believe that Benjamin Netanyahu would be the prime minister of Israel in a very critical time of Israel's life.
Yes. Yeah, I was watching him on TV. That was probably 20 years ago. The Holy Spirit, I'm sure it was the Holy Spirit, said he's gonna be the man that takes Israel into Daniel's 70th week. Well, here he is. Everybody said, well, you're nuts because, see, he's out of office. He'll never come back. Well, here he is. And it's kind of interesting also that Putin just met with, what's his name from, I can't think of his name right now. But, you know, the Palestinian leader.
Abbas,
yeah. He just met with Putin. Putin hosts Abbas in Moscow days after the Netanyahu visit. This is all being set up, and it's just right on time. That's my take on it. So, folks,
what?
I can't tell you we're here, but it sure looks like that this could pop off anytime, ceasefires, but look out for the 9th of Av, which is 7/21, and especially 7/27 and the blood red moon over Israel. There's something coming here. What's your last word there, Larry? This is only 15-minute update.
Yeah, I was just going to mention what's so interesting about all this is Netanyahu met in Moscow with Putin, and then Abbas is called to Moscow to meet with Putin, and then Trump Monday meets with Putin in Helsinki.
Yes. And all of that seems very, very suspicious with what's going on. But then that's just my conspiratorial mind, but it reminds me of Psalm 2 and the Illuminati, and nothing happens of importance without it being approved. And Standeo's comments about the technology and how Satan himself approves of a lot of this stuff. The American people are just comatose when it comes to all this sort of thing. But any last word you got there, Larry? I just think this is it. We don't know.
Yeah, we've seen this start up and then stop before, but, you know, we really don't know. But this one seems to have a momentum coming out of Iran, and so watching the northern border and the southern border of Israel, it looks like something could pop off at any time.
Yeah, and if Israel gets too cantankerous, that'll just increase the hatred for a total takeout or a total attack. And Isaiah 17, folks, more or less says that Israel does lose hundreds of thousands of people in the Isaiah 17 war. So we may be seeing the turnabout of when Israel strikes back with, kind of like Larry said, the Samson option. And they may do that. But we'll keep you posted, and if tomorrow brings even more news, we'll definitely do an update. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Appreciate your information. And, folks, if you haven't prepared, you better do so. This is going to blow up almost immediately. Hopefully it doesn't, but we don't know. Anyway, good night, everyone, and thanks for listening.